Welcome to the Government Technology Insider podcast. I'm your host, Lucas Hunsker. In this episode, I sat down with Associate Director on SLED Fixed Wireless Access for Verizon Business, Joseph Locurto, to discuss the transition from traditional copper line infrastructure to advanced fixed wireless access or wireless business internet solutions, beginning with the challenges and limitations of current systems, and then we uncover the numerous benefits of adopting fixed wireless access and enhancing government operations. I hope you enjoy our conversation today. Thank you so much for taking the time to join me this morning, Joseph. I'm looking forward to our conversation.
Thank you, Lucas. I appreciate it. I am as well.
Absolutely. Let's go ahead and jump into the first question. So, Joseph, can you start by explaining what fixed wireless access, FWA, is and why it is becoming an important consideration for replacing traditional copper line infrastructure in various sectors, especially for federal agencies?
Fixed wireless access, or shortened as FWA, is essentially a method of providing internet connectivity to essentially anywhere you have wireless service, so with any wireless provider. Now, what you're doing is you're taking a router that either has a SIM card built into it or a external modem that has a SIM card built into it, and those SIM cards are what's going to pull the cellular network onto the device. So now it can relay a wireless or a hardwired connection into the building that it's going into. Typically, somebody wouldn't think of using something like this for a copper replacement. However, we have partners out there where they take those conversions, they take the router, and they convert it over to that copper POTS line replacement. So really, when you're thinking of POTS, you're typically thinking of, like you said, a copper line, or an emergency line, so not necessarily an internet router. But again, our partners will convert that line over to a digital signal, completely getting rid of the need for that traditional copper line, but still providing the same type of service that that copper line would provide.
That's great. So what are some of the main challenges associated with maintaining traditional copper line infrastructure, and particularly in critical applications such as emergency communication and life safety systems?
So a lot of the issues that we're seeing today in really any space that has a copper line still, whether it be federal SLED or even the private sector, is these lines are still connected to your life safety line. So your elevators, your fire alarms, your burglary systems. So now, when those go down, that's where the issue comes into play. Think of your elevator, for example. You test it once a month, maybe, if that, maybe once a quarter. But really, if somebody needs it and they go to use it and it's down, that's the worst time to understand when that line is down. On top of that, the challenges are maintaining those copper lines because they are old and outdated, and typically they're a thin piece of copper. So they're weak, and they're really not maintained unless something happens to them. Now, that copper line is connecting point A to point B, say it's 100 feet or a mile, but that line goes down, you don't know where it went down. So you have to trace an entire line to locate it to figure out exactly where it went down. And as far as anything else, as of August of 2021, the FCC deregulated POTS lines, which basically means providers can change their price today, next week, 3 months from now, 6 months from now, but they also no longer have to maintain those POTS lines if something does happen. And worst of all, they can send you a notice that says, hey, we're no longer managing these POTS lines, these copper lines, so you have 6 weeks or 3 months to find a new solution.
So what are the key benefits of transitioning to FWA for federal agencies? And can you provide some specific use cases where FWA has significantly improved operational efficiency and reliability?
So some of the key benefits that you'll see using FWA for POTS lines in federal agencies is reliability. As I had mentioned, those copper lines, they're not maintained. If something happens, it takes a long time. It can take weeks for somebody to even get out there to check that line out. There's no more price guarantees. The provider can change their price again whenever they want. Really, the key benefit is going to be our partners that we're using and the cellular network that we're providing. And then an example, one of our customers down in Washington, D.C., they were using a traditional DSL line, which, if you're aware of speeds or anything, DSL is pretty slow, typically 5 megs or less. They were using this connection separate from their primary connection in the building to do their firmware updates for their security cameras that they were then setting out back in the field. The speed was just too slow and taking hours and days to do one firmware update.
Wow, that's incredible. So what are the main challenges the federal government might face when implementing FWA as a replacement for copper lines, and how can these challenges be effectively addressed?
So some of the challenges that we see in the federal space, they're a little tricky. It's a lot of contractual challenges that we run into as far as what specific agencies are allowed to sell based on their contract. But then also it comes down to certifications. So in the federal space, there's something called FedRAMP, where if they have a cloud solution, that has to be FedRAMP certified. And these hot solutions are technically cloud solutions. So a lot of agencies have a hard time getting through with the POTS through approval because it's not on FedRAMP certification yet. However, we are in the works of working with a couple of different partners to get them FedRAMP certified, so this process can be a lot easier. So more to come on that, hopefully within the next couple of months.
So given the importance of data security and compliance in federal operations, how does FWA ensure the protection of sensitive information and adherence to regulatory standards compared to copper lines?
So that comes down to what type of devices that we're using. So all of these solutions, they're using some type of router, typically it's a cradle point router, and pretty much all of our high-end router partners have some type of dashboard with additional security built into it. So that security can give the customer the ability to mark that down or limit certain applications being used. So now they can go into the dashboard and they can make sure that's limited to just to using for the POTS solution. Or just to tie in as well with routers in general, if they wanted to block certain websites on a router use, they can do that as well through those dashboards. Again, the router is just essentially transmitting data to give it that phone connection. And then our partners are the ones that are going to manage and maintain all of the lines to keep them up to security par as well. And additionally, thinking about just overall benefits, cost in general. So a copper line can range, some of them could be cheap, they could be $20-$30, but some of them could also be fairly expensive, up to $500 or $600 for one connection. So with these solutions, it's a set price, one to Verizon, one to the partner for the lines, and that's it.
Yeah, that gets into my next question. So, I mean, certainly then there's the cost of labor and maintenance that goes into repairing the copper lines that is not needed for the FWA infrastructure. You've already identified and outlined the differences in costs between traditional copper lines and FWA, but can you talk about what are the long-term economic benefits for federal agencies when they switch to FWA?
Definitely. And just to touch on another example of that, just to really break down how expensive POTS lines can be. I had a customer, they were paying $2,000 a month, and they only have 4 POTS lines, averaging $500 per POTS line. Now, they had 4 different locations, so it would have been 4 connections to Verizon and then 4 POTS lines to our partner, but you're still looking at less than $500, probably less than $300 at that point to replace all 4 of those lines. That's a significant savings per month, per year for any customer to say no to at that point. Now, as far as the long-term benefits, again, these prices are static, so they're not going to change. They don't have to worry about getting a phone call saying they're getting shut down and they have to scramble to find a new solution to make sure they're up and running, because again, these are connected to your life safety lines. If you get a random check, your fire alarm's not working or elevator's not working, that agency can face a fine. And who knows what that price can be based on where they are in the country. As far as additional benefits you're looking at is, again, the reliability. Wireless lines are not can't cut a wireless connection. It's in the air. Copper can accidentally cut if somebody's doing construction down the road. It may not even be anywhere near the building. And again, you won't know until you go to use it. But that's where the benefit of a wireless connection comes in through fixed wireless access for all these life safety lines is even if you lose power, there's a backup battery for it. So it's still up and running and compliant. If for whatever reason the cell service does go down, there's a backup internet connection as well, which can be through their main internet in the building, or it can even be secondary through their provider if needed. So there's a bunch of different alternatives there to make sure that this is up and running for our customers at all times, and they're never running into any issues in the future for us.
So looking ahead, how do you see the role of FWA evolving in the federal government's communication infrastructure?
Thinking forward with fixed wireless access in the federal space, I think we have a very bright future with serving our customers with the proper connections when they need it and where they need it. And real big emphasis on the where they need it, because if you think about having to drop a fiber connection into a temporary building or a small office that you're not going to have a lot of people at, it could take weeks or months, and it can cost thousands of dollars. When it comes to a fixed wireless access connection, it can take days, and it can cost as little as a couple hundred dollars. So cost is lower, the time is lower, so the return on investment is a lot higher. Now, again, as I said before, there are some contract restrictions. However, our teams are actively working with these agencies who may not be able to sell at this time to support on those contracts, whether it be 4G, or really looking to future-proof them and add to 5G plans onto their accounts. And again, that's based on the availability of 5G at that time. Overall, it can just save the customer thousands, and it's just so much easier for everybody. I mean, you have agencies out there that probably still have people working from home. Instead of having to give them a stipend, they can just give them a router. And that router has security built into it based off of what parameters you're allowing that router to do. That router can link just to their computer. So little Jimmy isn't playing their Xbox off of the company router. And it can only go to certain company-approved websites. So when they are using it, they're only doing what they need to do for work, and they're not doing other things, again, on the company dime. As far as just overall, I personally feel that every agency should have a wireless backup connection. It doesn't matter if they have a primary hardwire and three backup hardwire connections. There's still wires going to the building. Oftentimes, they're coming in through the same pipe. So if that one pipe gets cut, then what's going to happen? All of those connections are going down. So what use is your four hardwired connections if they all just come up? Having that wireless backup connection is going to give them the continuity of if something goes down, the wireless service is still going to be up, and it's going to kick on, and it's going to keep them up and running at all times.
Thank you, Joseph, for joining us today, and a big thank you to our listeners for tuning in. If you're interested in staying up to date on the latest best practices, lessons learned, and proven strategies for leveraging innovative technologies in federal, state, and local government, be sure to visit governmenttechnologyinsider.com. I've been your host, Lucas Hunsker, and until next time, so long.